Hey everyone, welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is December the 18th, 2019. Well, today we're going to continue our look at the three Hebrew children, looking for aids to our discipleship. And our text for today is found in the book of Daniel, chapter number 3, and we're going to read verses 13 through 20. It says, "Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not you serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made, well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Now, I know that you guys all probably know this account, and so I'm not going to go into it too deeply, but I want you to think about some things. I want you to think about what enabled these three young men to take such a strong stand. I'll tell you what I think. First of all, they knew that the God of Nebuchadnezzar was an idol. He was not the true God. They knew the only true God is the Lord God Almighty, God who is Elohim, God who is Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Second, they did not answer without much consideration. They were not making a foolish decision. They said, "We're not careful to answer thee in this matter." They trusted in the Lord no matter the outcome. Third, they believed that God was able to deliver them. That's important. Fourth, they believed even if God did not deliver them, they were not going to bow to Nebuchadnezzar's God. And fifthly, they were unconcerned about the fury of Nebuchadnezzar. And it says in verse 19 that he was full of fury. And they were unconcerned about that. You know, I think the lessons are important for us today as a disciple of Christ. We need to understand, first of all, that the gods of this world are false gods. The things the world worships are not worthy of worship. They aren't true gods. They are really figments of men's imaginations. They are what they have formed with their own hands. So the gods of this world are not worthy to be served. Second, we need to use wisdom when walking with Christ. We shouldn't be careful. I mean, we need to be careful about what's going on in the world, which means that I think that to use New Testament language, we need to walk circumspectly. We must be aware of what is happening around us. We need to be aware of the times in which our faith might be called into question so that we're not caught off guard. Thirdly, it's important for a disciple to know who Jesus is, to know who God is. A disciple of Jesus needs to understand that God is Almighty. He needs to understand that God can deliver him. And he should be willing to trust God like the three Hebrew children, even if God chooses not to deliver. Fourthly, we're not guaranteed that God will deliver us in situations like the Hebrew children found themselves in. We must be okay if God chooses to allow us to suffer, even if he chooses to allow us to perish. Verse 17 again, "If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us out of thine hand. So we need to know that even if this body perishes, we'll be delivered into the hands of God. The world will not perish. The world, even though they may be able to touch our body, they can't touch our spirit or our soul. And so the main perishing is the perishing forever. And we as believers won't do that. We won't perish. We will live with Christ. Actually, if the world takes our physical body away from us, they're actually just ushering us into the blessing that God has created for us. Well, I don't want to go into that too much, but fifthly, a disciple should not be afraid of the threats of the world. I know thinking about death and suffering is not easy. I know if we had our choice, we wouldn't choose to suffer. But we must not be afraid of the fury of this world. I know that it takes a great amount of faith and courage to make the statements that the Hebrew children made. But a disciple of Jesus who loves him and knows that Jesus redeemed him will come to the place where he loves Jesus like this. Having the faith and dedication of the three Hebrew children will take a love and commitment to Christ. We may never really know if we possess that kind of faith until our faith is called into question. It is important, though, to keep it in front of us. It is important for us to ask ourselves if we love Christ enough to make this kind of stand. It is also important to remember that if we deny the Lord, He will deny us before the Father. He is worthy of our dedication. Let's determine today that we will stand with Him no matter how our faith might be challenged. Let's pray. Today, Lord, thank you that you are worthy of the dedication of the Hebrew children. Lord, I thank you for showing us how dedicated you are to us. You loved us enough to deny yourself. You loved us so much that you were willing to lay down your life for us. I pray, Lord, that we will see your dedication to us. I pray that we will not count our lives dear unto ourselves. I pray we will trust you with our whole hearts, even in the face of death. Bless your people today, I pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.